This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Tens of thousands of people rallied on the streets of Tel Aviv on Saturday night as anti-government protesters joined forces with demonstrators calling for a deal to return the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Osnat Ghosh is one of the protesters.
We have to shout loud that we have to bring them alive now. We cannot wait any longer. It's been enough, 11 months exactly today, that the people are dying in the tunnel. We cannot let it happen. We cannot go on with our life without thinking about them, without praying to them. They will come back home with us, and they're not supposed to be there.
Many, like Nahum Tal, blame Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for not accepting a deal.
That is a shame. Does good government represent us? It's a far away from what the people of Israel thinking, the majority.
Israeli military strikes across the Palestinian Gaza Strip killed at least 61 people in the space of 48 hours, medics said on Saturday, as Israeli forces battled Hamas-led militants. The boarding school fire in Kenya has claimed the lives of more than 20 boys. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Government workers began removing the bodies of the children as they tried to account for dozens of boys who are still missing. The fire burned down a dormitory that was housing more than 100 boys aged between 10 and 14. Anxious parents who had been waiting all day for news about their children were allowed to see what remained of the building. Some parents broke down as they left the scene. Police are still investigating the cause of the fire. The government has urged school administrators to enforce boarding guidelines that require dormitories to be spacious, with three doors and no grills on the windows for easy escape in case of fires. I'm